Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 16th of July 1972. The title is Only Clean Souls with Soul Conscious Power Are Images That Attract. Do you consider yourself to be a main actor, a hero actor within the elevator drama? Everyone's attention is always on the main actors. So, do you enact the act at every second whilst considering yourself to be a main actor? Famous actors have three things in particular. What are those? Firstly, they will be active. Secondly, they will be accurate. And thirdly, they will be attractive. Famous actors definitely have these three things. So, do you consider yourself to be a famous or a main actor in this way? Due to which aspect would you attract? Let there be the attraction of spirituality in every action and in every activity. Those who are physically beautiful attract others towards themselves. In the same way, souls who are pure and have spiritual power attract others towards themselves. Similarly, the great souls at the beginning of the Copper Age had their Satapradhan stage, and so they had that spiritual attraction which attracted others towards them and inspired them to have disinterest in this world even for a temporary period. Since those who had wrong knowledge had that much attraction, those who are the embodiment of true and elevated knowledge will also have this spiritual attraction. Physical beauty can only attract you when someone beautiful comes to you or in front of you. But spiritual attraction can attract others who are sitting at a distance. Do you experience this much attraction, that is, spirituality within yourself? In the same way, you should also be accurate. Accurate in what? You have been given Srimat for your thoughts, Srimat for your words, and Srimat for your actions. And you have to remain accurate in all these things. Your thoughts should not be inaccurate. Whatever is the discipline, whatever is the code of conduct, whatever are the directions, you should remain accurate and active in all of these. Those who are active will be able to mold themselves in whatever way and at whatever time they want. They can adopt that form at any time. So the main actors have these three specialities all the time. You have to see which speciality is lacking and to what percentage. Together with the stage, you also have to see the percentage. If you have spirituality, you can attract others. But do you have the percentage that they should be? If the percentage is lacking, it cannot be called complete. You have passed, but the numbers are based on marks. Those of the third division are also said to have passed, but there is a vast difference between the third division and the first class. So now, check the percentage. The stage has now become something natural because you are on the stage with the practical act. Now, the number will be given on the basis of the percentage. Now, the gathering has become very big. Just as Baba loves the children who are similar to him, so too, all of you who are equals meet together. So this gathering of the stars is also very good, isn't it? This is the Mela of the Confluence Age, but this is a Mela within that Mela. The special Mela within a Mela is enjoyed and liked more. Within the huge Melas, A special place is created where everyone celebrates a meeting. The confluence age is an unlimited mela anyway, but within that, this is the physical place where equal souls come and meet together. Each one enjoys meeting souls who are equals and who are close. In order to celebrate a mela with special souls, you yourself have to become special. If someone is special and the other person is ordinary, that cannot be called a mela. You have to imbibe the specialities of the divine virtues like the Father. You have to give the proof of the sustenance you have taken from the Father. What did Baba sustain you for? In order to fill you with specialities, what would you call it if you have an aim but do not imbibe the qualifications? Someone who is extra sensible? On one side are those who are sensible, and on the other side are those who are sensible to an unlimited extent. There is no limit to being unlimited. Acha Om Shanti.